Blog Talk Radio.
Hey,
we in the
yo,
house.
Yo, yo. We in the house.
We in the house.
So, welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Is That So? Detroit.
Is That
So?
Detroit.
Yeah. So, before we get started, Jay, how's your week been?
You know, it's going. I'm chilling.
Going.
Yeah.
Good. Same here.
Yeah, you all right?
I'm getting there. I am on the mend, hopefully, and a little under the weather, but, you know, it's all a part of life.
Okay. Yep, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything going on in the news? Anything, any house cleaning issues you want to talk about first?
No, I mean, well, actually, the first episode we had was right before Christmas, right? And at that time, we were talking about how it didn't feel like winter. It didn't feel like the holidays.
Right.
And since then, we have gotten full swing into winter. We got the snow. We've got the below zero wind chills. I think it's official. It's officially winter here in Detroit. I know that you're more a fan of the cold than you are the heat.
Not necessarily a fan. It's not necessarily that I'm a fan. It's just that anything but summer, anything but the heat, I'm good with it. There
okay.
You go, right there. Yes, sir.
I still think you're crazy, but okay, I understand the logic behind your feelings. That being so, it has been cold, it has been icy, it has been everything but my preferred weather, which is nice and balmy, warm but not too hot.
I can deal with spring and autumn. I can deal with those two. No doubt.
No doubt. Just not the summer.
It's not necessarily that I'm a fan of winter. It's just that I hate summer even more.
I can dig it.
Yeah.
But that's about it. I mean, I've been pretty much working and in bed trying to get better, so haven't been doing too much news watching and whatnot. You got anything you want to highlight before we get into this discussion?
Did you watch the college football playoffs this Monday?
I did not.
Oh.
Here's the thing. I like football. I do. I like football. Mm-hmm. But it's just college ball in general is a lot to keep up with. Okay? So when it comes to football, I will watch professional ball to get my fix of the game. But I can't keep up with all of the college teams and all of the college towns in all of this great country we call the U.S. of A. It's just too much. And a person like me who needs to know the facts and wants to know all of the details, it can be a little overwhelming. I don't have the type of time that some of my male counterparts have to dedicate, and I don't have the brain space to dedicate to all of the statistics for all of the college ballers out there. No offense, I love you guys, I really do. It is you who feed into the professional league. So I love you guys, but I can't keep up. But I know that, you know, it's an important thing. So especially when I'm under the weather, I'm just I kind of stay on it. But I know I can trust that you did tune in.
Oh yeah. All right. So okay. The Monday game, it was Ohio State University, Oregon. Ohio State won, right?
Yeah,
oh, this
I
was the first
I
year
didn't
they
hear
had.
That much.
the college football playoff. Actually, usually they just pick the two best teams and have them play. But they had the top four teams. So they had two semifinals and a final. And in the final game, they had an estimated 33.4 million people watching on a Monday night. Broke cable records. Broke ESPN network records.
I bet.
And it was on a Monday night. The only thing that was more than that probably was the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. So, obviously, I didn't hurt by not watching, but that's crazy. I guess it's becoming, I mean, that's huge, right? That's huge.
That's very big. Like, it's huge. So, that brings me to my next point in the topic of our discussion today.
Yeah.
Should college athletes be paid to play? What do you think?
Okay, so listeners, I just buckle up, first of all. I think we've mentioned that we have known each other for quite some time. So I already know what this clown is going to say. I already know. And I know that he's thinking the same thing. I already know what this clown is about to say. I do not think that college ballers should be paid. I do not.
Why not?
Well, there are a number of reasons why not. Reason number one being that it is too much to try to regulate. So, like I was just saying, think about the league. Think about the NFL and how many teams we have. We have, all the programs out there, a lot of players, a lot of money that goes into that. And because of that, there's this whole industry, there's this whole group of problems that is attached right to that. The money, the players, the coaches, it's a big industry. Okay, now imagine that, but multiply in order to sit and include the thousands of more players that there are if we were to do that on a college scale. First of all, you're talking about breaking just a lot of different industries. I think that that would break something. Maybe not the internet, but something would be broken. So reason number one, it's just not economically sound. I think that it's insane to try.
Why is it
to,
not economically sound?
You're going to try to create just cold turkey, create a completely new class, economic class of people. Because think about it, these are college students, right? Now, these students are already, many of them, going to school for free. They don't have room, they don't have board. They don't even buy books, a lot of them. So first of all, they're already being paid. Let's just get that out. Let's get that out.
No, wait.
They are already being paid.
Okay, I'll let you talk.
They're already being paid. So now, on top of them already having a salary that is covering their room, their board, their classes, their textbooks, their shoes, so many.
Right.
Please, I went to Western Michigan University, right? And we are nowhere near being like one of the Big Ten. And there were athletes at my school who weren't even on the men's the football team. They were on like women's volleyball and were selling shoes because they just had extra pairs that were given to them. So let's just first. Let the first thing be that they are not hurting. They are already in a pretty good position. Let's just
they get
those
shoes
there.
Because the university has an agreement with the sponsors, either Nike or Reebok or Adidas or whoever. They get these shoes. Mm-hmm. So both of the university and the school is like contractually bound to give them this stuff, and both sides get paid. Everybody but the right.
Except the students are getting paid because they're they're getting the money from the shoes that they're selling because they have so many of them, right? Okay, so first of all, yes, you're right. It is mutually beneficial for the company that is making the product, like shoes,
and
for the university who is getting these products for free. And what is the university doing? They are passing that along to the players. The players are already getting benefits that regular Joe Schmo students never see. Like,
They aren't regular Joe Schmo. They're not regular, Kim. And that's the thing. Like, if they were just regular students, they wouldn't be at that university 9 times out of 10. Especially in the black community. I don't want to single nobody out, but especially in the black community. A lot of these students are, like, barely academically eligible to go to that school. But because
right,
they
so
can dribble
the
ball, catch the ball, they go there. And let's talk about how the education for these athletes are. It's a joke. Like, it's a joke, Kim.
It is. It is. I agree.
People,
it's a joke. So why should we be paying them? If anything,
because
we should be forcing them.
They're here because of the money, Kim. They're there because of the money.
So why throw more money?
They're making money for the universities. They're making money for sponsors. That's why they're there. They're employees.
They signed up for that. They signed up for that, though. And you know what employees do? They work, and then their kids get it easy. There are other university employees that aren't getting free shoes. They're cutting the grass at the university, and sure, their kids can go to the school for free, but when their kids come there, they still have to work, pass, take classes that are challenging, pass tests. They don't get the free ride that a lot of these athletes get. So why already there on a free ride? Why give them money? At least if you want to say let's pay them.
They're working. They're making money for. They're making money for university. If they weren't profitable,
they
wouldn't be there. If they weren't good enough, that the university thought they could win games with them on their rosters, they wouldn't be there. More games equals more money for the university. Listen to this, okay? So ESPN paid about $610 million to broadcast these games. Dr. Pepper paid $35 million to become a sponsor for the championships. Okay. You know, March Madness, basketball. CBS and Turner Sports paid $771 million, man. $771 million to broadcast this stuff. So you know they're getting like a $1 billion return, easy. And that money is going to the NCAA. And, like, you know, it trickles down to the other sponsors and everybody else. But, okay, even if what you're saying is right, Kim, like, this is America. Like, nobody gives you nothing for free. Like, if, okay, I don't have the exact number, but there are students that if they somehow become ineligible or they get an injury, there are schools that will take their scholarship away from them just because they're not profitable anymore. So,
I understand that. And you want to know why did they take that away from them?
Why?
I mean, let's be real. Let's be real. Look at U of M, right?
Right.
For the 2014-2015 year, for a freshman or a sophomore, just for the fall and the winter, that's September to April. That's not summer. That's not the summer semesters at all. It cost $30,000 for one student to go to U of M for their tuition and fees, housing costs, and books and supplies. $30,000. Now, where do you think the money to pay for that one student to come to University of Michigan and get a chance to do what they love and be on a national network where the league can see them on a regular basis, that opportunity is costing $30,000 for that one basketball player, who then is going to get free shoes that he's going to sell.
Where does
that money come from? He gets to travel for free. And that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, the university makes money.
Don't they cover, hotels and expenses for your employees? A lot of businesses do that.
But that's what I'm saying. The school has to pay for that. That's what they're doing. They are paying for that student.
Boosters pass TV contracts. If it's a public university, they get public funding. That's what I see as paying for that. You don't know how many boosters there are in this world.
Except, wait a minute. The money that the athletic department gets doesn't go to any other student. Let me tell you where the money that comes from academic grants goes. It goes to the entire university. That money that's coming in through the athletic division is going to paying for those students to be on campus, to do nothing but play ball and travel. Because you cannot tell me, yes, there are a small percentage of students that come in as athletes, especially on the larger programs, and still carry their academic load and actually learn something and actually have something to fall back on. But how many students is that? That's a drop in the bucket compared to the number of students that come in to play ball, and they do nothing but siphon money out of the university that they will never give back. They are taking the place of a student who could come in, learn something, and then use that to profit our society, as opposed to someone who has the potential to become yet another NBA, NFL player that's going to do nothing. Well, I won't say nothing, but in a lot of cases, what are they doing? They're going on to the league to make millions, and they're committing crimes that they're not being held accountable for. They're living lifestyles that they can't even sustain. I mean, come on.
Sounds real nice on the paper, but, you know, this is America, Kim. This is America. And let me rejog my memory. I forgot what I was about to say. Go ahead. Keep going.
I just don't think they should be paid. The fact is, they're students like everybody else, and when we have
they're not students like everybody else. They're not.
Here's the thing. This is the message that we're sending. So you're telling me that when we have a Rhodes Scholar who potentially could cure cancer, who has to pay their own way through the Ivy League university or through the public university is a better example. They got to pay their own way through the public university. Then they have to go on to pay their way through medical school or through research school or through their graduate programs. They have to pay their own way.
Research
and if they use loans, they
paid
have to
at
pay
all.
That debt. They have to pay that debt. If they're getting paid, then they are working for that. Do you know what happens for students who get academic scholarships? They have to make contributions academically to the university. Now, you're telling me that the athlete somehow is better than that. So because they got a scholarship for their sports prowess, they don't have to pay that back in kind like the academic students do? Is that what you're telling me? I think that it should be fair. So if the academic students that get academic scholarships have to in turn do internships and do research projects that bring notoriety and money back into the university, why shouldn't the sports students who are getting scholarships for their sports skills have to do the same and contribute the same back without getting paid for it? If that's the case, if I come in on an academic scholarship, I should be getting paid too.
So the only money that the universities get goes directly to the athletic. It doesn't go to any other part of the university. Is that what you're saying?
The athletic money that comes in goes into the athletic program.
It stays right there.
Yeah.
Is that? No.
I think so. Outside of the money that's going to pay for those house, because some of it does go to paying those students' tuition, which I don't even know why.
So
paying those students'
room and board. Fans of the athletic program. They don't give money to the university to build, like, regular things for the regular boosters.
No. Boosters, they raise that money and it goes straight into the athletic program. And that money goes to running the athletic program. It goes to upkeep of their athletic facilities, and it goes to paying the athletic staff. That money doesn't go to, like, the medical school of the university or to the general.
Sounds pretty nice.
You know.
Sounds pretty nice. But I get what you're saying. But, you know, when everybody's making six figures, when the Board of Regents or governors are making seven figures, like, it's not just going to athletics. Some hands are being greedy.
Yeah, it is. That's what I'm saying. That's why you walk into the athletic facilities and they're all nice and polished and they get the newest upgrades. But then you go into at Western Michigan University, you go into the chemistry building and it's falling apart. It's because we don't have boosters that are raising as much money for the chemistry department as the athletic department is. That's why that is a – look at Wayne State. You went to Wayne State.
Right.
That's why you can get a whole new gym, a whole new workout facility.
Whoa.
But you walk into the old music department.
This stuff getting built all around campus, Kim. Everything getting built.
But then you walk into the old music building and it's falling apart. It's not
right,
as much
they have
money
a,
that's
they,
going
they
to
have a new, because they have a new section for music. They have a new.
It's not as much money. That goes
they
to
just
the
got a new
science
building.
That's money that is given by private donors, by research for the science department, but it's not nearly as much money that goes into the athletic department. Not nearly.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, Kim. In a perfect world, okay, everything, what you're saying is good, but this isn't a perfect world. So I'm saying, at least in back in the day, sharecroppers, and I don't want to use a slavery reference, but I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
At least, like, sharecroppers get paid based on what they grew. You know, here it's just everybody makes millions. Some people make billions. So you're saying I can't, okay, so you have players that, it's in the rule books. They can't sell memorabilia and sign it and sell it for special treatment or anything. They can't do it. They'll get suspended or kicked out of school and lose scholarships, and it's happened. But, you know, the NCAA can make video games with these players' likeness, their faces, their names, all that stuff, and they don't have to play. They don't have to pay players a cent. And that's like one of the things with the Ed O'Bannon case where he sued the NCAA because his name was in likeness and he wanted some of that revenue, as he should. That's why NCAA didn't renew their contract with EA Sports to make video games because they didn't want to pay players.
Yeah.
Even though they were making a hefty something for those games.
Now, see, I agree with that. I think that on a case-by-case basis, sure, players should not also have to be, you know, dancing the jig personally. But when you put those letters on your back and you're a part of that team, you don't get paid for that. Now, if they want to use your personal likeness, sure.
The NBA does. NBA players get paid.
NBA players are professionals. They are professionals. That is their job.
So
these students are getting a free education. That's
right, this is their job. This is their job, Kim. This is their job. We say that they're student athletes, but they're really athletic students. Let's be real.
Fair.
Let's keep it.
They're athletic students. Fair. And they're getting their education for free. So, fine, you want to pay students?
But
let's
they're
separate
not.
College ball. Let's separate college ball from the university. You don't get a free degree. Oh, wait, that would make you a professional player. Let's separate it then. If they want to get paid, go straight to the league. Let's drop out the industry of college ball anyway.
They can't get paid.
So you need to just fall back in line.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But if you want to pay them, if you want to get paid, then in the time that you have from grade school to
the
end of high school,
have these contracts. So the university can have these contracts like sports franchises. they can make as much money off TV contracts, maybe even more, as the Detroit Pistons or the Detroit Lions. They can make as much money off of these games as them. Coaches can make as much money off even more sometimes. Like the winner, like, okay, so Mark Helfrich, he's the coach of Oregon, one of the teams that played the championship. He would have made an extra $250,000 if his team won the championship, right? They get paid, the coaches get paid millions of dollars to coach, just like the NFL, right? Yeah. Athletic directors get paid just as much as general managers of
but you know what they did to get there? They went and they got their credentials. They went and got the credentials so that they can do that. All I'm saying is if you want to pay college ballers, then let's take away that free education they get. If you want to pay them to play sports, pay them to play sports. Fair enough. You're right. If that's their job, that's their job. But then,
that's just like if you work for a company. If you work for a company,
if you want that to be your job, if you want that to be your job, if you want that to be your job, then make that your job. But don't get out of paying for an education like the rest of us, because we're not going to leave from getting our education that we had to pay for and get a job that's going to pay us even more money. And get to do what we love. You need to pick one. You need to pick one. And my thing is this, fair. You want to say that players are athletes and they need to get paid for having that sports ability? I applaud you. Do that then. But then don't give them a free ride in every other department. Don't let them get out of conviction because they're an athlete and you want to win. Don't let them not have to pay for education because they're an athlete and you want them to win.
Hey, them. Like, okay, so I read I read these things, and they say that even if the free ride wasn't free, players, if you paid them what they were owed, compared to the numbers being crunched all around, it would be more than a college education is valued at. It would be more. It would be more.
So,
especially like star players.
Because they play basketball and they travel, that's what your job is. You chose that job. So what about the research students that do the same, that travel around the world, going and doing research projects, going and presenting their knowledge? Research students might get scholarships that pay for their education. They don't get a special stipend. They don't get paid so that they can live off campus. You know,
they aren't getting sponsorships for multi-million dollars. This is the way the game.
They're not getting sponsorships. They're not getting sponsorships. They are getting internships where they have to work for the money that they make. That's different.
This is the way the game goes. That's what I'm saying. This is the way, in a perfect society, yes, it should all be equal playing field, but it's not. It's not. That's what I'm
Why
saying.
Why do you want to make it not equal, though? Why make it not equal? Why are you telling me that athletes are worth more than everybody else who's doing the same to contribute to our society? And
compared to monetary value?
That much, if you ask me.
Compared to monetary value, yes, that's what I'm saying.
They are
in
contributing less, and you want to pay them more? Not so. I say not so. Hey. They are not contributing enough to be paid more for the nothing that they are contributing of value. You know what they contribute to our society? Entertainment. That's it.
Right. How much is the entertainment industry worth? How much is the entertainment industry worth, Kim? It's
Man,
a lot. It's
that
more.
Is a whole different story,
really?
Too.
That's the game. That's the game we're talking about right now. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking
about.
Okay,
well, if they want that to be their life, if they want that to be their world, they need to pick one. Either you are an athlete or you are a student, but you don't get to be both.
Yeah, and I guess we'll leave it at there, unless you want to talk about this some more. on another game.
We will next week. Oh, we will.
Well, thank you both for tuning in to That's So Detroit. We're out. Peace.
We're out. Peace.